Red Sox facing elimination in Game 3 of the ALDS against the Astros. Hanley Ramirez still believes, but his faith was put to the test in the very early going.
Here it is. Swinging a high fly center field. Plenty deep enough. Back goes Jackie. Back to the warning track. Looking up. And it's gone. A home run. A two-run homer by Correa that kept carrying up, up and away. And it's 3-0 Houston. 3-2 pitch. Swinging a drive to right field. This is deep. Mookie going back. Back to the warning track. Turns by the fence. And makes a basket catch. It would have been a home run.
High drive right center field. That ball puts Boston in front. And the kid has his first signature postseason moment.
2-2 pitch. Swung on a miss. Strike three. Got him.
2-2 to Beltran. Swinging strike three. Got him.
Now the kick and the pitch. Swung on a miss. Strike three. He got him. Four scoreless innings for David Price. On Hanley in the driver's seat. The pitch. Swung on and a base hit to center field. That's going to split the outfielders and roll to the left center field wall. Benintendi scores. Betts around third. He scores. Hanley pulls into second base with a two-run double. And the Red Sox lead it 6-3. Musgrove to Jackie Bradley Jr. Swung on and hit in the air deep right field toward the corner. Reddick over near the wall. Reaching for it. It's off his glove and into the stands. A home run for Jackie Bradley Jr.
Red Sox avoid elimination as they take it 10-3, snapping a five-game postseason losing skid. Hanley Ramirez becomes the first Red Sox player with a 4-for-4 game in the postseason since 1986.
The Astros fall in Game 3 but still maintain a 2-1 series lead. Manager A.J. Hinch spoke after.
As you can see in the first inning, Brad did a good job getting through. We had traffic in the second, had traffic in the third. And then that pocket down there at the bottom, we felt pretty good about Liriano. The way his power should work against the bottom of the order, he hung a slider, which didn't work. But, you know, in these games with the small margin, you know, Brad, you know, having to fight through the second inning obviously led to some trouble in the third as well. I mean, there was a huge momentum shift that we later felt. I don't know that we necessarily felt it right there. We felt we were in a good spot. It's 3-0 at the time. Going to 6-0 there would have really put him in a hole. So obviously, as the ball was carrying, it's probably out of most ballparks. If he hooks it a little bit more, it's gone. He didn't. So, you know, I couldn't tell if he had to reach into the stands or not until the replay. And it was a bigger play later than it necessarily felt at the time. But, you know, and then obviously on the flip side of it, go later in the game and Reddick's right at the wall catching it on that curve and the ball kicks into the outfield or into the stands. So. You know, there's such small margins in these games and huge moments throughout the entire day. That was one of them, even though it didn't think like that necessarily in the second inning.
Brad Peacock, a no decision, allowing 3 runs in 2 2/3 innings. He spoke with the media after.
Tough. I mean, you know, 2 2/3 is not what you want to do in a start, but just got to keep battling and get them tomorrow. You know, I felt really good. Felt like fastball was coming out good and the slider was biting. But, they just fought it off and, you know, got some good pitches to hit. And we got a good guy going tomorrow, Charlie Morton. He's got great stuff. So, you know, hopefully he can get it done for us.
Josh Reddick spoke after the game about the crazy play where Jackie Bradley Jr.'s drive to right went off Reddick's glove and into the crowd for a 3-run homer.
Ball kept curling over, had enough time to get over, I thought, and time to jump pretty well on my part, just in and out. Just one of those things where it doesn't go your way, and it is very unfortunate for myself and the team, but nothing you can do. You get one taken away from you and you give one right back, so it's just one of those things where it doesn't go your way. Tip your cap, move on, worry about tomorrow.
The Astros can't close out the series in Game 3, but are still just one win away from moving on. Carlos Correa talked after.
It's early, but then, you know, the bullpen came in, and I think Price was really good today. You got to give credit to the guy when he pitched the way he pitched today. His cutter was very sharp, and he was working out of that, and, you know, he did his part. You got to tip off the hat.
With the Astros still leading 2-1 in the series, Game 4 Monday at Fenway, Charlie Morton against Rick Porcello.